Residents of a central Auckland apartment block are in limbo as they wait to find out whether they'll have to evacuate their homes by Monday. The 16-storey City Garden Apartments on Albert Street was issued with a dangerous building notice last week. Remedial work is underway and the evacuation order will be subject to a fire and emergency inspection, which they are doing tomorrow. Ian McCormick is the General Manager of Building Consents at the Auckland Council and joins us now. Kia ora, a large number of fire concerns with this building, and there hasn't been a warrant of fitness done on the building since 2017, so why have people been allowed to live there?
So this building's been on our radar for a while, and council staff have been working with the building owners on ongoing system maintenance issues. The reason why we've elevated our response recently is for two reasons. First of all, in March, there was a fire alarm activation, it was found that one of the fire doors had been vandalised and had lost an internal door handle. It raised our concerns about maintenance levels in the building. And then again in April, there was a sprinkler activation. One of the residents ended up breaking one of the sprinkler heads in their apartment, activating the sprinkler pump. But the automated alarm through to the fire service didn't work because apparently it had been switched off by somebody in the on the main board. So again, these sorts of things really concern us. That led to the it meeting the criteria for a dangerous building notice, which we subsequently issued. We've required the body corporate to put a number of additional mitigations in place until all of the items we've identified have been resolved. My understanding at this point is that 90% of the items on the list have been resolved, and at this stage we are hopeful that everything will be resolved by midday on Friday. As soon as we know it has been resolved, we'll be notifying the body corporate and attempting to notify as many apartment owners as we can that they won't need to evacuate.
It sounds like it's been dangerous for quite some time, though.
No, it's the things that have caused it to become dangerous are these recent issues. It's heightened our concern. So it's the alarm activation and the damage to the vandalisation of the fire door. It might have been fixed the following day, but I guess, it's elevated our concerns.
Do you have concerns about the cladding on the building, which may or may not have been fixed by now, but you knew it was dangerous in 2018. It's similar to the Grenfell Tower material.
So it's the cladding on part of that building is aluminium composite material, and we notified the building owners as part of the audit that we did in the Auckland region to identify those buildings. The building wasn't dangerous. It's very difficult to actually meet the dangerous threshold for a building that's got a fully operational sprinkler system like this building does have. So I guess it's important to make the distinction. Just because a building's got ACM material on it doesn't make it a dangerous building.
And are you expecting that the remedial work will be completed so residents don't have to evacuate? Because there will need to be some sort of plan in place for all of those people that live there, and where will they go?
So our expectation is that all of the items that are on the list will have been addressed or should have been addressed by Friday. If they haven't, the requirement for the occupants to leave the building will still be there. I know the body corporate is fully engaged in getting these issues addressed. Until midday on Friday, we're not in a position to be able to provide any additional information in terms of the need to evacuate. At this stage, the occupants will need to evacuate at that time.
Tēnā koe, thank you for the update. That is Ian McCormick, the General Manager of Building Consents at the Auckland Council.